Seen some people partaking on the streets of Boulder. It's just a unique thing. You got to get used to that. You got to get your mind around it.
Boulders down there. It is. Breathe through your eyeballs there, Nuke.
One of
Robert Wall's great acting performances, I thought, was in that movie.
Candlesticks make a good
right,
president.
Good, right, exactly.
Pigskin, you could pull that role off. Was he in anything else where he was great?
Arliss.
All those Arliss. That great.
Well, I'm talking about movies.
A tour de force.
Movies.
He played... He played Al Stump, the biographer of Ty Cobb, and when Tommy Jones was in that. He was good in that.
I didn't see that.
Two acting legends there, Robert Wool and Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee Jones, yes. Bill Vickery and the Pigskin Preacher at the Paul Eels Golf Tournament today. Rebsman, yes. And I am in Colorado. Matty T in the Fury Electric Studio. Busy, busy day.
Very much so.
We're going to play some highlights from the NFL game last night coming up in a little bit as well. Did you guys watch Peyton Manning?
Yes, we did.
He's in mid-season form. You know, it's a cliche. He's in mid-season form. The guy never takes a day off. There's stories, you know, that he sent Monty Ball the night he was drafted an 850-word email explaining what he needed to be doing. You know, he created that March camp in Durham so he could go see David Cutcliffe. And
you know what the first paragraph was in that email to Monty Ball? Don't call yourself Monte Ball.
Right, yeah.
That was a good suggestion.
We want like
Peyton covers all the bases.
Don't go Dorsett or Thiesman.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Was any part of that
your name make it stick?
Did any part of the email say don't walk on the Wisconsin campus after dark? Because apparently that's a dangerous thing whether you're a running back or a quarterback.
Yeah, it's not a good plan.
I mean, have you ever heard of two high profile athletes on a college campus getting beaten up by a pack of thugs?
There was more to it than that. Yeah. It was kind of like that motorcycle wreck.
But pigskin.
This much. But
pigskin. Yeah. There was a quarterback up there that got beat up too like a month or two ago. Did you not see that story?
Well, they just jumped around on him at the end of the third quarter and he got stomped. That's what it was.
My greatest fear walking around Madison is that I'm going to eat too much cheese or drink too much beer. It has nothing to do with getting jumped by thugs. I mean, it's Madison. Come on.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a real dangerous place. It's not Bedford Stuy or something.
Right,
you know?
It's not right exactly. Yeah. He's not walking to Bed-Stuy. But I will say this, a lot of hippies in Madison, Wisconsin. Very much a hippie-friendly community, much like you're experiencing out there in Boulder, Colorado.
I've seen a lot of people who have not crossed paths with a shower in some time.
Lots of Birkenstocks.
How would Chris Givens fit in, the perfect men's large out there?
Pretty well. The good news for Givens, there's lots of trees to hug at altitude, so he'd feel good about himself.
Yeah, out there, man. And lots of people out here who don't flush the toilet. That's a big thing in Boulder. Do you know that's one of the top five cities not to flush the toilet?
Now you got
to
save water.
Not making that up. It's a true story.
Look, they're pretty serious out here. I was in a Target yesterday, and they make you pay for a bag. So if you buy a bunch of crap at Target, you have to pay for a plastic bag.
Yep. Yeah.
So do people bring their own shopping bags in? I guess you would.
Yeah, BYOB, bro. BYOB.
Care about the environment. Yeah. I care about game day environment.
And I told the lady the thing, and I got a shock look. I said, I need two bags, one to put my stuff in and one to throw out a window.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't like littering around here. So
I'd like a
guy whatever.
Has to pour on the ground, please.
Yep.
Hey, don't smart off to those hippies, man. You can end up in a hemp sack.
They do have time release showers in some hotels there too, so that if you get in, the water just cuts off. And I'm not making any of this up.
I could believe every bit.
I'm a very efficient showerer, so it's not a really big issue for me.
Well, there's not that much of you to shower.
Good point.
Wow.
Well, he's low to the ground.
Yeah, that's true. I'm three feet tall.
Something to the ground.
Like, say, Joe Klein, he's got to be in there, what, hour and a half, max?
Klein can't even get a shoulder washed in the time out there they give him. He's got soap in his hair and everything else. He's coming out of the...
It's like the Seinfeld episode.
Exactly. Kramer struggled.
He didn't know how good shower etiquette works.
And Joe Klein can make a whole dinner in there while he's in there, just like Kramer did.
Got this.
I prepared this entire meal in the shower.
Look at this. The radishes and everything.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, man. You got it. So anyway, I'm happy that nothing would make me happier than if somebody could send a picture of Justin Akery interacting with a Boulder hippie.
I would like to see
that. I would give $50 for a picture of Justin Akery interacting with a Boulder hippie.
You keep your eyes glued to my Twitter account today, and I'll send you all kinds of interesting things from the streets of Boulder.
Preferably some lame white guy with dreads. I would like to see that.
I'll find it.
Yeah. I'll make it my. I got 3 or 4 hours before we have to meet back with some people today. I'll work on that after the show. Do we have Sheila, guys?
Sheila is sitting right here.
And I think we have the proper headset mic.
Do we have the technology to get her voice over our broadcast?
What's funny is, you know, She's a professional.
She's you know, yeah. She works. At,
she's laughing at the.
She could. She could run the board for us, Justin.
She works at KUAR, right?
Yes, sir.
Sheila, yeah, we got a bunch of slappies around our place. We don't know what we're doing.
She looks at us with disdain, Justin. Yeah. There's this like, just no, push that. Okay, let me do it. So that's how we got it right this time.
Sheila is at UALR, and she is a recipient of the Paul Eales Scholarship, which, again, today we celebrate some of the great calls that Paul made. We celebrate the life of a great man, but we also, of course, want to talk about the scholarships that are provided through the efforts that go into today. So, Sheila, congratulations, let me say first off.
Thank you.
So how did you find out about it, and how much did you know about Paul, I guess, going into this?
Well, I grew up watching Paul Eales as a child, and as you know, I just watching him on Channel 7, you know, and I was always fascinated with him. He's very excellent at what he did, and he was and still is the voice of the Razorbacks in my eyes. He's just very, you know, he came across the screen as being a very nice man, being very professional, but also being the person that would help anybody that he could. He's just the icon to me as far as the Arkansas Razorbacks. Whenever I think of them, I think of Paul Eales.
Yeah, I think for a lot of us, that's the way it's always going to be. And, again, Chuck, like we've talked about a lot, I guess Chuck is, you know, doing a great job now, but, you know, it's not the same. For sure, it's a little bit different. Everybody's got their own, you know, way of doing things. But Paul will, I think, forever live in people's hearts and minds because of the way he was as a man, not just as a broadcaster. So I think you capture that pretty well. That's good. I'm glad that, you know, and again, there will come a time where, you know, some of the recipients may not know much about Paul. But it's great that you grew up here. You went to Central, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Graduated in 87 a few years ago. But.
Okay. So you got a little bit of a non-traditional story. So talk to us about, you know, where you are academically, what your goals are, things like that.
Well, I'm a senior, and I'm getting ready to graduate in the spring. And I do plan to go to graduate school and get my master's in journalism. But I'm just glad to be graduating, and I would like to get into the workforce as soon as possible also. And I'm also an intern, like you said, at KUAR. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get my feet wet while I'm getting my bachelor's degree.
Well, you know, you're already way more qualified than most of the people at the Buzz, so now that you're going to get a master's,
she is the most it's going to be ridiculous. Person at this table, Justin. And you know what? It strikes me after meeting Sheila that one of the aspects of this golf tournament and what all the folks associated with it to honor Paul in terms of moving forward, you meet Sheila, she's the kind of person that you think will have some golf tournament that she's sponsoring 20 years down the road. You know what I mean? As a result of this, like, she's going to be a success. I know. Maddie T can tell you about the program at UALR and how in-depth it is. It's one of the best in this region of the country in terms of preparing people to go into broadcasting and the workforce, not just in terms of the technical aspect, news gathering, like we were talking about, all the experience that you've gathered when you're inside the program there. It's pretty impressive.
Yes, and Miss Amy Barnes was my instructor for news gathering, and I've learned so much from her. I mean, she is such a wonderful professor, and she told us, like, just different tricks of the trade that you don't learn from books, you know. So I really appreciate her, and all of my professors they know what they're doing there at UALR.
Right. Yeah, you're getting to deal with somebody there that's got real world experience, so that's a unique thing for, you know, the old saying, of course, is those who can't do teach, but you know, Amy's one of those that has been around the business and knows what's going on, so it's great to be able to learn from somebody like that.
Sheila, that would be a good class for Justin to take, the one that you don't learn from books,
right?
Because he would feel right at home in there.
So,
look,
she could do him some good.
There are, you can get, I don't know if you've been on a college campus recently, Pigskin, but they have books with pictures in them, and I've learned a lot from those. Clifford the Big Red Dog, there's a message in there, and you need to learn from that. Quit talking down to poor people like me.
I'm sorry.
It is interesting, too, though, Sheila. Yeah? I'm sorry to jump in here, but it is interesting because Matt Travis comes out of that program. I know folks at Channel 4 that come out of that program. And I've seen folks that go into work in television, and then they're suddenly in top 10 markets somewhere else, producing morning shows for the ABC affiliate in Dallas or something like that. I can't say enough how good that program is out at UALR. and how so many of us at the Buzz are not a representation of that simply because we didn't have any kind of formal training in terms of the stuff that like this. So, but
and some of us did, and you still can't tell. So,
listen, you this man that you're speaking to here, I saw him when he came to Little Rock, Arkansas.
Vickery, this is a true story, Pigskin. Yeah. First guy I met in Little Rock was Bill Vickery. I mean, outside of KTV, of course. But
talk about a professional. I've seen the man do, back in the old days, 3, 4, 5 Jaeger bombs, then do his live stand-up shot.
That is not true.
We're talking with Governor Mike Huckabee.
True.
And it's about something here.
Now, when I mispronounced Joe DeLaMalier's name years ago, it was because I'd never heard of him. That would be impossible to pronounce after a few Jaeger bombs, I would point out.
I'm going to give you my phone number. I want you to call me back when this happens. You're going to end up in a market somewhere where there's going to be some local sports guy trying to do a tennis match between Goran Ivanisevic and Splagdanas Vidmanovic, and you're going to be in the control room and go, what did he say? Do we need to dump out of that? I'm confused because it's going to be butchered.
Well, I was really called you when that happened.
Yes. Yeah. You called Joe DeLaMahore, as Justin Akery called it.
I'd never heard of him. The great Hall Buffalo Bills. Now I'm an expert.
Joe DeLaMahore blocked for O.J. Simpson, and he'd gone to school at Michigan State. I could have helped you if I'd have known you back then, but I didn't know you.
I'm an expert on his career now, believe me. I actually, I've had him on the show. Yes. We have come full circle.
Awesome.
We had him on talking about concussions. He was one of the him and Ditko were one of the first real pioneers on getting public about the issues with concussions, and this was several years ago. So, and then there are guys like me who sound like they've had several.
What was interesting, DeLaMalure immediately had concern for R.J. Hawk after speaking to him off the air that he called the NFL on his behalf. To be studied.
How many pokes are you going to make? You know, he makes one comment about your hair, and all of a sudden you just take a cheap shot at the kid.
My coiffure looks quite stunning.
Sheila, we appreciate you. Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing. And if, if you want to have an internship that you regret, the Buzz is always here for you.
I will keep that in mind. Thank you.
Yes. You know what? You come over to the Buzz, and unfortunately you go right from intern probably to PD or GM in the not-too-distant future.
Sheila was here early, which very few people on the Buzz ever show up early to anything. So
what's
hey,
90% just showing up.
Thank
showing
you.
Especially
up, Woody Allen.
Especially on time.
And then not talking when the host of the show is trying to make a point while not speaking to the studio audience.
Mm-hmm.
That's another.
Good luck to you, Sheila.
Thank you. Thank you. It was nice talking to you.
Great talking to you. Best of luck.
We got to take a time out. When we come back. We're gonna. I think it's like Danny and Sherwood's on. We'll visit with him. And I'll. You know what? We'll give away some Razorback tickets. How about that? You feeling good about that? I have a all points lead to Razorback tickets question coming up. If you want to get in on that, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. I have some great news for you guys too that you may not know. That is the Crazy Mike is catering the lunch today for the Paul Eels Golf Tournament. So you're welcome.
Yes.
There we go.
Unfortunately, I will not be there to eat it. But when I get back in town, that will be one of the first places I stop. I actually was looking through my pictures last night, and I had taken a picture of the Justin Akery sandwich, which I invented. The Thai chili sauce for the wings. You put it on some shrimp, and then they stick it in a po' boy sandwich. And I don't know if you heard, the bread is imported from the Leidenheimer Bakery down in New Orleans. So it is the best in town. Spectacular. Going the extra mile. That's what Crazy Mike does. It's the little things that matter. And if you're looking for great wings, great shrimp, po' boy sandwiches, crawfish bisque, whatever you're in the mood for. Lunch specials all through the week as well. So Crazy Mike making it easier for the working man or woman out there to get a great deal over lunch. It is Crazy Mike Shrimp and Wings, 200 North Bowman Road. And if you need a catering like he's going to do for us today for the Paul Eels Golf Tournament, you can call him about that. 501-907-MIKE. It's 907-6453 or go see him. 200 North Bowman Road in The Rock. We'll be back in just a moment in the zone. Give away some tickets. Stay tuned.
Okay, kids, turn off the video game.